A recent report from America's largest farm organization indicates farm households in the United States earn 77% of their income off the farm. The American Farm Bureau Federation reports that 52% of young farmers work 200 days or more off the farm. It also indicates that beef cattle and poultry producers, they're much more likely to work off the farm than dairy producers. The bottom line, according to the report, is that supporting agriculture, it isn't just about what happens on the farm. It's about the broader economic situation that makes farming possible. Well, Rod Bain with the USDA files this special report.
Cattle and our nation's inventory of such was the primary focus of USDA livestock reports to end January. Yet also at that briefing by the National Agricultural Statistics Service, updates on inventories of other livestock, sheep and goats specifically, according to USDA NASA's Travis Averill.
As of January 1, all sheep and lambs in the U.S. is at 4,990,000 head, down 0.7% from 2025 total. As of January 1, all goats and kids in the United States is at 2,509,000 head, up 0.6% from 2025 total.
Other notable details from the reports, the 2025 lamb crop came in slightly lower than the crop the year prior. Last year's kid goat crop was reported 1% higher than 2024, and a trade-off of meat goat inventory up 2% year over year and milk goat inventory down 1% from 1 year ago. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Looking briefly at the ag calendar, the Winter Conference of the Virginia No-Till Alliance is coming up on Wednesday, February the 18th. That event is free and will be held at the Rockingham County Fairgrounds. Information at virginianotill.com. For News Talk 92.1 and 550 WSVA, I'm Ish.